You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
All right. And so we are on the second week of our series entitled Truth Be Told. We are basically looking at the parables, different parables from the book of Luke. And it will run for 8 weeks. No? So this is the second week. Last week we did talk about the parable of the sower. And we said that God's word grows and bears fruit in a good, honest, and persevering heart. Therefore, take care how you hear. Okay, because the word of God, okay, it's being spread all over. Okay, and it depends on how you hear the word of God, whether it will bear fruit or not. Okay, and so when you hear the word of God with a hearing, with a hard heart, okay, and you did not understand it, okay, the devil would come and steal, okay, that seed. And of course, there is a hearing with a shallow heart. At first, you take it with joy, but when the heat of the battle, when the heat of the sun comes, okay, you would quickly fall away because there's no moisture, no root. And then the third one, we did talk about a heart with a hearing with a divided heart. Okay, your soil is fertile. You receive the word. You meditate upon the word of God, but you are being choked by the cares and the worries of life. In fact, it is the miserable of all the three because you are trapped. You know, you need Jesus, but it's hard for you to move on because of the cares and the worries of life. And our goal is to have a good, honest, persevering heart. That when we receive the word of God, okay, we will take hold of it. We will cling to it. We will keep it no matter what happens. And with perseverance, it will bear 30, 60, and 100-fold. No? And if kung wala po kayo, you were not able to attend our service last week, you can go to our website and get the podcast, all right? Today, we'll be talking about the parable of the mustard seed and yeast, okay? So, can we all stand up on our feet as we read the Word of God? We'll be reading from Luke 13, okay? He said, therefore, what is the kingdom of God like? And to what shall I compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his garden, and it grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air made nests in its branches. Okay, and again he said, to what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like leaven or a yeast that a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour until it was all leaven. Let's just pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, would you open our ears to hear from you, open our eyes to see the truth in these parables. Help us to apply it in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Okay, you may take your seat. Okay, how many of you here, you have heard the expression, big things come in small packages? Alright? So, narinig na ba yun? Okay, and yung pinakita natin kanina, yung Milo. Sino rito uminom kayo ng Milo? Okay? Sino rito alam nyo yung Milo? Masarap inumin lasang Ovaltine, alright? And it says there, okay? Di ba sa mga commercial, great things starts from small beginnings. Alright? Di ba? Nagta-taekwondo, nagba-basketball. Okay? And we all know, okay, that every great and big alike started small. Okay? Very few started great at the beginning. Okay? Almost everything and almost everyone, from an artist to an athlete to a business to having a family, all of this started small. Okay? In fact, no, Steve Jobs, okay, for being the co-founder and CEO of Apple, he actually started as an employee to Atari, okay, who created the famous arcade video. Sino rito, you remember playing Atari, okay, with the joysticks, all right? And not only that, no, si Henry C, okay, before having the SM, okay, the super malls and all that, para na silang kabute, no, kung saan-saan nila tumutubo, okay? Actually, Henry C started a small shoe business in Quiapo, okay? It's a small beginning yet ending up, okay, very, very big. Okay, small things can have a very, very large effect. Okay? Sino rito mahilig ka sa music? Okay, ma-attend ka ng concerts, okay, your favorite worship song, your favorite love song. Alam niyo po ba kung ano ibig sabihin ng love song? Sino rito mahilig ka sa love songs? Diba? 96.3, lalo na kapag ka-Friday, di ba? Okay? Ang mga love songs daw are great music that makes you feel terrible because it reminds you of your horrible past love life, no? Grabe, kaya kumikita yan, okay? Your favorite YouTube hits. Alam niyo ba yung isa sa mga hit ngayon sa YouTube? I have a pen. I have an apple. Apple pen. All right, all of these things, okay, all musics and songs come basically from what? From 8 notes. Okay, galing lang yan sa 8 nota, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. All right, lagyan mo ng bar, lagyan mo ng sharp, 8 notes pa rin yan. Okay, and yet when joined and combined together, it would produce a very, very beautiful music. Okay, who among you here you like to read novels? All right, John Grisham and all that, okay? Speeches, stories, books, poems, spoken words, your favorite hashtag, hugot lines, your favorite memes. Okay, all of this come from what? In the English language, 26 letters. Okay? Small things yet have a profound effect and ending very, very large. And so is the kingdom of God, which is actually likened to a mustard seed and to a yeast. Alright, sino rito nakakita na kayo ng mustard seed? Okay? Mustard plant. Wala pa, di ba? Parang wala naman nata sa atin dito sa Pilipinas yan. But it's really for us to have a picture of what a mustard seed look like. It's like just a grain of sand. O kaya, sino rito kumakain kayo ng poppy seeds? Okay, hindi nyo tinitira yung poppy, ano? Pero, di ba? Okay, so very, very small. Yet, when it grows, it becomes the largest garden plants. Okay, and actually, it's likened to a tree kasi talagang 12 feet tall, okay, and 6 feet wide. Okay, and the kingdom of God might be seemingly small and insignificant, but it will grow and saturate the whole earth. Okay, and clearly, nung binasa natin yung parables kanina, there were 2 parables, okay, it clearly talks about the kingdom of God. But then the question is, what is the kingdom of God? Okay, what is the kingdom of God? It is the rule of an eternal, sovereign God over all the universe. Okay, that is the kingdom of God. It's not just the forgiveness of sins. Okay, it is a good start to be forgiven of all your sins, but it is way and bigger than that. Okay, in fact, Tim Keller says, the kingdom of God is the power of God in heaven. Okay, coming down here on earth to heal every alienation, every brokenness of human life, whether social, economical, racial, emotional, physical, and psychological. And so it is the power of God coming down here on earth. Okay, it is the manifest presence and power of God, okay, na makikita mo rito sa earth. Okay, and healing all alienations. Meaning, okay, lost people can now be reconciled into the presence of God. Healing all brokenness, every form of sickness and disease, okay, social, economical, emotional as well, and so is psychological. That is the kingdom of God. In fact, Psalms, okay, says the Lord has established his throne in the heavens and his kingdom rules over all. Okay, Daniel 4, okay, verse 3 said his kingdom, okay, it is an eternal kingdom. Kapag sinabi mo pong eternal, walang beginning, walang end. Eternal, okay? From generations to generations, his dominion, it will endure. Okay, ganun kalaki. That's how big the kingdom of God. Okay, it is the rule of God over all the earth, over all the universe, over all creation. Okay, in fact, when John the Baptist, okay, started his ministry and began his ministry, okay, he's actually preaching about the kingdom of God. Okay, Matthew 3. Okay, it says here, in those days, okay, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, the same. So ito talaga yung pinipreach niya. Okay, he came before the Lord, Jesus Christ. He prepared the way for Jesus Christ. And then when Jesus came into the picture, Matthew 4:17, he was also preaching the same thing. Okay, from that time on, Jesus began to preach, repent. Okay, for the kingdom of God is near. Okay? The kingdom of God is near. But then you would say, how can the kingdom of God be near? Okay, if you would just hear the news, CNN, BBC, ANC, okay, globally, I mean, there are wars that are happening. Okay, there are rumors of war, okay, between Russia and the U.S., okay, war in Syria. I mean, the conflict between the North and the South Korea. Lots of people are dying in the European migration. Okay, a lot of people wants to get out of poverty and go to Europe, and yet, diba, riding a very inflatable boat on a sea, Okay, and a lot of people are dying. The Zika virus, the AIDS, the cancer, okay, as global deadly diseases, natural disasters and calamities. How can the kingdom of God be near? Diba, if you would just look here in the Philippines, so much corruption, a lot of killings, the drug wars, diba, left and right. People are dying and people are being killed. Poverty, okay, traffic woes. How can the kingdom of God be near? Or sa family na lang natin, diba, relational problems between husband and wife, parents to their children, conflict between siblings, okay, financial issues and challenges. How can the kingdom of God be near? Diba hanggang ngayon yung utang mo, utang pa rin. Okay, every single month, walang palya. Okay, si Judith, lagi na lang dumarating sa bahay mo, kumakatok. Diba, Judith ng Meralco, Judith ng internet mo, Judith ng mobile phone mo. Diba, Judith is always there, walang palya. Minsan pumapalya ka, pero si Judith walang palya, alright? I mean, sickness in the family, cancer, diabetes. Diba, for the students, bagsak ang mga subjects mo, wala ka baon sa school, and you are being bullied sa opisina. Hindi ka naman politiko. Okay, you're not in politics, pero lagi ka napopolitika. I mean, how can the kingdom of God be near? You are always challenged with bribery and cheating. Okay, until now, ikaw pa rin yung isang Christian. Nag-iisang Christian sa family mo. Okay, in the school, in the offices, in your community. Okay, you're the only Christian. How can the kingdom of God be near? You not only have issues with your family, in your relationship, in your finances, personally, you are dealing a personal issue. I mean, how can the kingdom of God be near? Okay? Sino rito you have asked those questions? Hindi. Perfect naman ang buhay nyo. Ang sarap. Alright? I mean, if you are asking these questions, do not be disheartened, do not be discouraged. You are actually in good company. Why? Because the disciples actually were also having trouble comprehending and understanding the kingdom of God. In fact, if the disciples are here right now, alam niyo po kung ano sasabihin niya? Sasabihin ng disciples, hashtag I feel you. Alright? Kasi sila, hindi rin nila maintindihan, okay? In Acts 1, verse 3 says, okay, after his suffering, after Jesus, okay, his suffering, he prevented himself to them, presented himself to them, and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. Okay, he has proven himself by resurrecting from the dead. Okay, that he was the Son of God. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. So kung titingnan natin to, yung mga disciples, they have been with Jesus for 3 full years. And Jesus would teach to them about the parables, about the truth of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. I mean, first-hand information, first-hand teaching. Okay, that they are receiving it. Okay, but then, kahit na nag-resurrect na si Jesus, appeared to them over a period of 40 days just to make sure that they would understand, ito yung reaction nila in verse 6. Okay? And then they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? And so could you imagine, you're already with Jesus, you're the disciples of Jesus, you have heard Jesus, you have witnessed the miracles, you have witnessed him die, the resurrected from the dead, spoke about the kingdom of God for 40 days, and yet, okay, after all of those things, they're still asking the question, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel or the kingdom of God? Nahihirapan silang maji kung ano yung sinasabi ni Lord, kaya lagi silang naji-gi-gi. Diba? And so, if you're asking the same question, you are actually in good company. The disciples believe that Jesus is the Messiah. Okay, he is the promised king, the one who will restore the kingdom of God. Okay, for them, the kingdom had very clear definition. Okay, they were waiting, okay, that it would come in glory, it would come in power. There would be a pageantry, a spectacle, a public ceremony. Okay, that there will be a great destruction of the Roman Empire. Remember at the time? Okay, they were under the rule of the Roman Empire. And so when Jesus Christ came into the picture that he is the Messiah, the promised king, they were actually expecting that there will be a revolution. Okay? That they will be able to take over the Roman Empire, topple the Roman Empire, kill all of those people who are doing evil to them, okay, either by force or coercion. Okay, that was their understanding of the kingdom of God. They were looking for the music and the horses, the triumph, the wonder, the glory, the show, the publicity. Okay, they were thinking more like of the kingdom of David. Okay, and the kingdom of Solomon during the golden age of Israel. They were anticipating blazing guns from Jesus. Okay, a display of his power, of his might and glory as he established his kingdom. But it did not happen. And that's why if you're going to read, okay, the gospel, they were always asking, was this really the Messiah? Is this really the one who's going to save us? Okay, and save Israel. They struggled with that the whole time. And he will tell them again and again, okay, that he was the Messiah, but they will still struggle with it. And all the way to the book of Acts, they are still asking, will you at this time restore the kingdom? Okay, bakit ganito? Okay, bakit ganon? Because their expectation was very different from what they were seeing. Okay, their expectation was very different from what they were seeing. Di ba parang ganun din naman tayo? Okay? Sometimes we know that, Lord, I've been born again. I've been transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. Okay, and you were trying to reach out to your friends and to your families. And minsan kapag may mga rejection ka, you would say, Lord, if you're real, di ba bakit hindi ka nalang magpakita in a live TV show? Sa show ni Boy Abunda. Do a miracle so that people would believe. Di ba? Pero actually, on the time of Jesus when he was here on earth, he actually did a lot of public demonstration of his miracles. Some believe, some did not. Why is that? Because that's not how the kingdom of God operates. Okay, in the triumphal entry, the very day, okay, that they were throwing palm branches at his feet and they were proclaiming, Hosanna, okay, to the Son of David. Para sa mga disciples, grabe, eto na to. Okay, ito na yung inaantay natin. This is the moment that we would see the crowning, okay, of Jesus. Okay, the emerging, okay, of the kingdom of God. But then after that, anong sinabi ni Jesus? Okay, I have to die. Okay, I need to die. And so for the disciples, man, how can the kingdom of God be established here on earth if our leader is dead already? How can he lead the whole nation? Okay, if we have a leader who is dead. You see, the disciples were looking for a kingdom of glory, kingdom of power, a kingdom of majesty, a kingdom of worldwide wonder, a kingdom where the unbeliever and the rejecter was immediately devastated and destroyed, and it did not happen. How can we say that the kingdom of God is near? Okay, and minsan ganun din tayo when things are not happening our way. Okay, when you are sick and then you ask the Lord, Lord, bakit hindi mo lang ako healed instantly? Okay, when someone would lay hands on me, di ba, talagang boom, wala na talaga akong sakit. Okay, I would feel very well. Sometimes the Lord do that. Okay, but often than not, it's gradual. Okay, why not when I pray for provision? Okay, when I'm believing God for tuition fee for my children. Provision on the table. Kailangan pambayan. Okay, ng mga bills. When I pray for provision, sana kapag suksok ko sa bulsa ko, di ba? Marami ng pera. Okay, hindi lang barya. Okay? Millions of pesos. Okay, when I ask God to bless our food, di ba yung kinakain mo na sardinas kapag nag-pray ka, magiging lechon. Ha? Baka kumakain ka ng dilis, nag-pray ka, magiging salmon. Okay, tanige, di ba? Para social ng konti. Okay? When you ask God to deal with those people who are bullying you, harassing you, okay, yung sinisiraan ka, and you would ask the Lord, Lord, part ako ng kingdom. I am your son, I am your daughter, and they are not. Diba? Why don't you just vanish them on the lake of fire? Diba? Where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Okay, but certainly won't happen that way. Why? Because the kingdom of God does not operate like that. And really, another way to understand the kingdom of God is to understand what it is not. You see, there are only two kingdoms. Okay, either you're in the kingdom of God or you're in the kingdom of the devil. Okay, Luke 4 says, and the devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. Okay? It is led by the devil. The kingdom of the devil always starts high, doesn't start low. Always starts big, diba? Big bang. Okay? Always starts grand and extravagant. Always instant. Okay? I want it now. I want the glory now. Okay? I want success right now. I want millions today. Always instant, always looking for the easy way, and always looking for the easy way out. Okay, verse 6 to 7 says, and he said to him, okay, the devil speaking to Jesus, I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, it will all be yours. Always looking for power, always looking for authority, always looking and seeking for your own glory and your own greatness and your own honor. It's always about I, me, and myself. It's always about the profits and the benefits that you would get. And when our attitude is like that, we are operating not on the kingdom of God, but on the kingdom of the devil. And oftentimes, we don't see the kingdom of God because we are looking in the lens of the other kingdom rather than the kingdom of God. We want how high, how big, how fast, how glorious it will be for me, how much glory and honor and fame and benefit will it give me. But then the kingdom of God is totally the opposite. The kingdom of God starts the smallest and yet grows the largest. Luke 13, 18 to 19 says, he said, therefore, what is the kingdom of God like? To what shall I compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his garden, and it grew a tree and became a tree, and the birds of the air made nests in its branches. Okay, kaparallel niya, no? Matthew 13, 32 says, it is the smallest of all seed, but when it has grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. You see, if you would just look carefully and understand it spiritually, we can see, okay, a picture of the kingdom of God. You see, when the kingdom of God was sown, okay, it was sown like a tiny seed. Very small. Okay, very, very tiny. But then when it grew up, it becomes a master plant that is bigger than all the garden plants. It is so enormous that you could imagine a plant. Okay, packed into the seed, it will become 12 feet tall. Grabe. It's a plant. It's not a tree, but it would grow like a tree. 12 feet tall, 6 feet wide. Now that is the power, okay, of that seed. And you see, that's really like the kingdom of God. Okay, it comes from small, then it becomes big. Okay, the kingdom of God started small, but it will be great in the end. Okay? The kingdom of God started small, but it will be great in the end. And it's all started with Jesus being sown as a seed when he came down here on earth. I mean, where will you find a king that was born not in a palace, but was born in a manger? Not in the grandeur and the comfort of a palace with silver and gold, okay, in the comfort of a kapay bed that is really so soft and cushy, but with the haze and all the animals, okay, and their smelly dungs, okay, very, very tiny. In fact, when the king was born, Jesus was born, okay, people don't even notice it. They don't know. That's why an angel needs to appear to the shepherd to say, okay, that the Messiah has been born. Okay, Jesus was sown as a seed into the world. And he grew up not in the city of Jerusalem, but in Nazareth, a very, very insignificant place, a very, very small town. Started very, very small. And then from Jesus to the 12 disciples, after Jesus' death and resurrection, a handful of disciples were left to spread the truth of God's kingdom. And the disciples were being persecuted, being run down by their persecutors. Okay, and the disciples, they were unschooled, uneducated. Very, very tiny, very, very small in the eyes of the world. And in a huge population of the entire world, they were like a speck.
Okay? Very, very small, but just like that mustard seed, they were full of hidden power. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is upon them. And as the disciples traveled and taught, okay, the kingdom of God grew from one disciple to another disciple to a whole lot of disciples. In fact, Peter. Peter, the one who rejected Jesus, who betrayed Jesus not only once, twice, and thrice. Very tiny. Very, very insignificant. Yet when filled with the Holy Spirit, began to preach a very powerful message that at that particular time, in the preaching of one sermon, 3,000 people got saved. Okay, and it's all started in a very, very tiny seed. And then in Acts 2:47, the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. The kingdom of God grew and grew. Just like the mustard plant produces more seeds per planting, the disciples make more disciples. And God's kingdom will continue to grow. And the truth of the kingdom of God will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. But then, it all started where? Not with the high and lofty, not with the pomp, okay, and the grandeur of the palace. It all started right there in a manger. Okay, it all started in a manger. That's the extent of the kingdom of God. Okay, and the kingdom of God has grown to reach nearly every single nation that, okay, in the whole wide world, 2 out of 3 would profess that they are Christians. That is the impact, okay, of the kingdom of God. The kingdom will have great impact, and all from a small beginning. It is like a mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree. But you see, we are not yet done. Okay? We are not yet done. Okay? Unless, okay, there is still one soul who is not yet saved, we are not big enough. Okay? If there is one soul out there, we are not big enough. You see, we are part of God's kingdom. Okay? And God don't just want you sitting down. You got to get in the game. Okay? You got to honor God and make disciples. Okay? You got to take part in the advancement of the kingdom of God. And you may say, man, I have a lot of issues. A lot of things in my life. And people would look at me, man, I'm just a tiny, small seed. Then you are a perfect candidate for the kingdom of God to expand. Why? The kingdom of God starts small. It would start. Wala akong skill. Okay? Wala akong capacity. I am not trained. Remember the tiny mustard seed. It all started there. Okay, God wants to use you. Okay, you may feel like you're just small, insignificant. Okay, but I believe God can use you as long as you are willing. Diba, mag-isa ka lang sa family mo na Christian. Remember. Remember the master seed. Kapag nag-lead ka ng victory group mo, alright, tatlo lang yung member mo, tapos dalawa hindi sisipot. De, dalawa na lang kayo, 1-2-1 na lang nangyari. Hindi na victory group. Remember the mustard seed. Nagwa 1-2-1 ka. Okay, you're following up someone. Okay, pero yung pina-1-2-1 mo, mahilig sa sweets, mahilig sa candies, mahilig sa lollipop. Lulubog, lilitaw, di ba? Lulubog, lilitaw. Remember the mustard seed. Or probably you are from other church. Okay, and probably a leader or a pastor in the church, and when you look at your congregation, you only have 15, 20. Do not be disheartened. Take heart. The kingdom of God may have seemingly small beginnings, but it will become great. It will become big. And really, that's the story of victory. Okay? I mean, it all started with 60 missionaries who came from the United States, left 120 young students. Okay, here. Okay, at Metro Manila. Next picture. I mean, could you imagine Pastor Mark, particularly Pastor Ferdy? I hope Pastor Ferdy is not here. Diba, mukha bang gagamitin ni Lord si Pastor Ferdy? Diba? I mean, a very, very tiny, small seed. And yet, they believe in the gospel. They believe the vision that they would change the campus. They could change the world. Fast forward. 30 years from now. Okay? 2 weeks ago, okay, a world conference was held. Okay, from 60 to 120 right now. Okay, in that world conference, 58 nations was represented in EN 2016 World Conference. Palakpakan naman natin si Lord. Alright? I mean, the devil probably did not see this. Mga estudyante, mukhang mga uhugen, ang papayat. Mga probinsyano itong mga to. Anong offering nila? Barya-barya lang. But you see, that's the power of the mustard seed. Seemingly small, seemingly insignificant. But when it grows, it becomes the largest plant in the garden. Okay, not only the kingdom of God started small and it will become great, the kingdom of God brings transformation. There will be a change in form, in nature or appearance. Luke 13, 20 to 21 says, okay, and again he said, to what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like leaven that a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour until it was all leaven. Okay, yung leaven, okay, yeast, sa Tagalog, pampaalsa. Okay, and really the meaning of the leaven here means to life up. Okay, to make light and to rise. And that is why it makes the bread dough to rise and strengthen and for it to grow, okay, and basically multiply. And I believe that's what the kingdom of God can do to a person. And that's why, you see, when the kingdom of God, when the seed of the kingdom of God, okay, was planted in your heart, it was like a leaven. Okay, before nung hindi mo pa kilala si Lord, wala ka talagang buhay, you were just existing, but because of the power of the kingdom of God, it brings life to you. Now there is a purpose. Now you know your creator. Now you know why you're here on earth. Because you would want to know who God is, to worship God, and to fulfill your purpose. Before you were weak, now you are strong. Okay? Not only that, okay? At one point in your life, maybe you're just starting, di ba, may mga pagbabago. May mga changes na nangyayari sa buhay mo. And when people would look at you, grabe, dati pagkagising mo, nakasimangon ka kagad. Diba ngayon, nakasmile ka na. Kahit may problema ka, may smile ka na. Why? Because you have been living. Okay? The yeast of the kingdom of God is in, residing inside of you. That's why the Bible says the kingdom of God is among you. It is within you. And really, what's interesting about the yeast, kapag nilagay mo yan sa dough, parang wala. Diba? Hindi mo siya makikita. Okay? But you know what? Something was happening. Okay? There is a chemical reaction inside of the dough that with the proper heat and the proper amount of water, it will grow. Diba kaya nga pag titignan mo yung buhay mo ngayon, Lord, ang dami kong issue. How can I be part of the kingdom of God? How will I be able to help advance the kingdom of God? How would I be able to reach my family, my nation, my campus? Ang dami kong issue. You see, if you have been living, okay? If the mustard seed of the kingdom of God is planted in your life, in your heart, it's like a yeast. You don't see it, but something is happening. Okay, ang kailangan lang, kumapit ka. Okay, hashtag kapit lang. You may not see it. You may not see it working. It might not be grand. It might not be bombastic, fabulous. Di ba parang yung changes sa buhay mo, gradual lang, unlit-lit lang. That's how a leaven works. That's how a yeast works. But see, something was happening inside of you. And that's why, okay, in our lesson last week, you gotta hold fast. Kapit ka lang. Okay? Keep the word of God. No matter what happens, hold fast to it. Keep the word of God. And with patience and perseverance, you know what? It will bear fruit. 30, 60, 100 fold. That's what the kingdom of God. It will bring transformation not only in your life, but even through your life. And even as we look at the history, I mean, the kingdom of God has affected a whole lot of things, okay? The impact of Christianity in the world is so obvious. It contributes to science, arts and entertainments, media, business, education, religion, social justice, okay? In the mga unang panahon, okay, nung institutionalized pa yung black slavery, okay, kapag nanonood kayo ng mga movies, okay, mga old movies. I mean, di ba, ang daming mga black slaves na binibenta. They will get them from from Africa, ship them to Europe or to America. Okay, binibenta sila. They're commodities. They have no rights. Guess, okay, kung sino yung gumawa ng paraan para ma-abolish yung institutionalized slavery. It's a Christian. Okay, by the name of William Wilberforce. Okay? I mean, the kingdom of God cannot only transform you, but it can transform your society as well. Not only that, in India, in the 18th century, okay, kapag ikaw ay may asawa, okay, yung lalaki at saka yung babae, kapag namatay yung lalaki, and you become a widow, kapag kinremate na yung lalaki, kasama yung babae. Sinritog sa mga mag-asawa sa India, 18th century. Alright? But guess who made a way so that that will be abolished? William Carey. A missionary from England went to India and preached the gospel. It would bring forth transformation not only in your personal life, but even in the society as well. Okay, and kung napansin nyo rin, no, just here in the Philippines, yung SM before, di ba nagpapalabas siya ng kung ano nung klaseng movies, X-rated, R-rated. But you know what? Someone in the family was living by the kingdom of God. Okay? And before also, yung SM malls, hindi tayo nakakapag-meet dyan as a church. But because of the power of the kingdom of God, you would not be able to watch any R-rated or X-rated movies in SM malls. Kaya nga nag-down yung mga ganong klaseng movies sa Pilipinas eh. Why? Because of the power of the kingdom of God. Not only that, they opened their malls, okay, for Christian gatherings. And that's why in some of our congregations in Las Piñas and in other provinces, we are now meeting at SM. Why? Because the kingdom of God can bring transformation not only in us, but through us, to our families, to our communities, to our society. That is the extent and the power of the kingdom of God. Okay, Revelation 21, 3-5. Okay, as we end. Sabi niya dito, and I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them and they will be his people, and God himself, okay, will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. This is the kingdom we are looking for. Yes, it is here, but we would see the extent when Christ returns. In fact, the healing that you are experiencing right here on earth, mani lang yun. It is nothing. The ultimate healing would come when the dwelling place of God will come here on earth. Whatever aspirations, whatever dreams, whatever it is, the longings of your heart, if you're in the kingdom of God, when Christ returns, righteous rulership, it will come. Why? Because the dwelling place of God will be with man. Not only that, and he who was seated on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. May struggle ka, temptations all around. Diba, you need the boldness. You want to see the God for who he is. Guess what? When that time comes, when the dwelling place of God comes here, he would make all things new. Itaga mo sa bato. It will happen. Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. It will happen. And that's why as a movement, as a church, we will not stop making disciples in the campuses, in the nations of the world. Why? Because the victory is assured. It is guaranteed. The kingdom of God, okay, will cover the whole earth as waters covers the sea. It is guaranteed. We are fighting so that we will be able to be victorious. We are already fighting in the position of victory. I mean, that is the kingdom of God. That's why you should not hesitate to preach the gospel. People would reject you. They are not rejecting you. They are rejecting God. But it is our job to preach the gospel. Okay? It will certainly come. Okay? Bakit ba tayo nagpapadala ng missionaries? Diba? Families of people would go to the nations of the world. Dangerous places. Why? Because the kingdom of God is eternal. Diba? Ba't nagpapadala tayo ng mga tao doon? Eh, ang delikado. Diba? May mga bumbahan and all that. Because the kingdom of God is assured. Okay? We don't want them to die. But even if they die, they will be in the kingdom of heaven. Fast track. Diba? Mabilis. Why will these people risk their lives? Why? Because the kingdom of God is here. And that's why even if you have problems, trials, and temptations in your life, remember, the kingdom of God is in your midst. It can transform you. The Lord can use you so that the kingdom of God can advance. Diba, sayang naman yung leaven. Sabi sa Bible, diba, we are the salt and light of the earth. Sayang naman yung asim mo kung hindi mo maaasiman yung ibang tao. Diba? Sayang naman, diba? Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. May asim ka pa. Diba? You're still salty. Diba? I mean, let other people know about the kingdom of God. You preach the word to them. You preach God to them. It's not you who will transform them. It is the seed. It is the yeast that would come from the kingdom of God that will change them and transform them. And you see right here at 7 p.m., we still have rooms. Invite people. Preach the gospel to people. It is what we need. It is what other people need so that they will not be in the kingdom of the devil, but they will be part of the kingdom of God. Amen. Let's just pray right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you that God's kingdom may come in small beginnings, but it can grow to produce great results. Lord, we pray that you would increase our faith. Lord, when things are not happening our way, Lord, when we are distraught, when we are distracted, when we are discouraged, Lord God, and we try to reach other people, and yet, Lord, there are so much issues that we are dealing in our own life. Lord, I pray, God, that we would remember the yeast. We would remember the mustard seed. We might see ourselves very, very insignificant, very, very small, but that's how the kingdom of God started. It was sown as a mustard seed. Right now, it is producing great results. And Lord, I pray, God, that you give us the eyes of faith to see, Lord, that the kingdom of God is you. It is at hand, Lord. God, in our families, Lord. God, even in the relationship between husbands and wives, to our children, Lord, in our community, in our work, in our school, Lord, we pray that we would always look into the situations on the lens of the kingdom of God, not on the lens of our own self-will or the lens of the kingdom of the devil, but we would see this, Lord. God, according to the lens of the kingdom of God, things might be small right now. Lord, the things that we're trying to, Lord God, our victory group in the offices, in the campus, it might be small right now. The people we're doing one-to-one with, Lord, our victory group, man, it might be some struggle, but Lord, help us to remember the mustard seed, the yeast, that the kingdom of God is near. Lord, that we would learn to persevere, that we would learn to be patient, Lord God, when things are not going our way, Lord. Lord, kakapit lang kami. Because alam namin, nandito ka para sa amin. Your kingdom is right here on earth. God, and you are ruling and reigning. We might see it in the physical, but Lord, help us to see in the eyes of faith that you are for us, that you are our King, our Heavenly Father, God who is with us. Lord, thank you. Just the opportunity and the privilege to be in your kingdom. Lord, who are we? Sinners? Lord, yet, God, you knew that even you, when you would save us, Lord, we would struggle, we would sin, we would fall down. Yet in spite of that, Lord, man, you love us. You love us the same. And Lord, for this, we are forever grateful. Can we just lift up our hands to the Lord right now? Lord, I pray, Lord, would you give us the faith to see beyond what is in the natural, but the eyes of faith to see that your kingdom is ruling and reigning in our lives. And Lord, help us to be in the game. Lord, help us to spread the seed of the gospel in the lives of the other people. Holy Spirit, be with us. God, empower us. Give us the boldness to preach your word so that others may experience the life. God, they may experience the strength that comes from you, the grace, the righteousness, the peace, the joy that comes from you. In Jesus' name we pray.